Hi, this is Nicole Dean. Welcome to the Online Business Success Cast here at NicoleOnTheNet.com. I am here today with a very, very special, cool, brilliant person that I have just recently gotten to know just last year. And I am already planning partnerships with this person because I am so impressed and we have too much fun together. So the person that I have on the line today is Ronnie Nijme from PLR.me. That's PLR.me. And he is going to be sharing his success tips today with us. And I know you're going to just love him as much as I do. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Nicole, thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're so welcome. We're going to have fun. The thing is, as you know, the listeners don't know this, but we talked for almost an hour before we started recording. And look at this. I mean, I'm like, okay, an hour interview, and it turns into a two-hour chat session because we just have so much fun. And when we get talking and brainstorming, it's dangerous.
It's so much fun. It's always so awesome to talk with you, though.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about hurricanes, dogs, movies, plans for making big money together, hint, hint, all kinds of fun stuff. Well, Ronnie, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and just do an introduction about your journey to where you are today.
Well, sounds good. Thank you so much for the introduction. I've been running online businesses for about 9 years, so I've been there and done that. Some of the businesses I actually started 8 years ago are still running on autopilot. I haven't even updated some of those sites in years, and that's kind of the beauty of the online world, because you can create businesses that can run on autopilot with very little or no maintenance, and you can do that once you really nail down the details. I got my start in the personal development niche about 6 years ago, and that's when I started my site called Acquire, acqyr.com. It just started off as a little humble blog. It started on TypePad, and then it graduated slowly to its own, you know, little custom platform, and then now finally to WordPress, and it's just grown and grown and grown into this little mini self-improvement empire. And that site got me so much exposure, Nicole. It's so awesome. You know, I was on national TV here in Canada, and newspapers and radio interviews. And all those media experiences came to me because of my site, because of all the organic traffic that I was getting. Today it gets about 25,000 unique visitors a month. I'm not paying for any of that traffic. It's all organic, and it really just self-runs. But then from there, I kind of came to this realization. All of this media attention and this traffic was happening because I took the time to really develop my presence online, and that was all because of content. You know, I wasn't really spending money actively promoting my site. It was just, you know, I was just giving everything away. I was building my search engine rankings using the power of content. And so my colleagues kept asking me, well, how am I doing this? How am I getting all this traffic? How am I getting all this media exposure? And it, you know, I just finally made the decision to start helping businesses and coaches and trainers and webmasters, specifically in the self-improvement niche, because I knew the key to any authority site was creating content that was, you know, really good, high-quality information. And one of the easiest forms of content is private label right kind of content. So I began to look at what other PLR providers were doing, and I was shocked. Like, it's, you know, we were talking about this earlier, Nicole, but a lot of PLR out there is just junk. It's just rehashed and chock full of errors and, you know, written by people who can't even really speak English properly. And so it didn't meet my high standards, so I just created my own. And that's how PLR.me started. But it's more than just PLR. It's, you know, I teach other businesses how to grow online, how to get the traffic and the sales and the media exposure and all of that, and that's what I do.
That's wonderful. And it's such a good example of seeing an area where people were doing it, but you came in and did it better. And that's something that I want people to always understand is it's okay if there's competition, because you can come in and compete just by being a little bit, or in our case with Easy PLR and PLR.me, a lot better.
Absolutely. And actually, when there's competition, that's a good sign. That means that there's customers. So that's a good thing.
Exactly. And, you know, when you came to me, I have people come to me all the time with joint venture requests because I have easyplr.com where I sell my PLR articles, and I have since 2006. And so it's an established site, so I get people coming to me wanting me to promote their PLR site. And you were one of those people that came to me, and I went, oh, no, here we go again, because all these new people come into the PLR industry and just throw together junk thinking that they can compete, and they do compete. They compete with the other junk sites. But I, you know, you gave me, you approached me well with the your joint venture invitation, your original email and contact were done very well because you gave me access to see the content, first of all, instead of just saying, hey, I have a PLR site, will you promote it? You know, when people come to me and say, I have a PLR site, will you promote it? My answer is, why would I? I have no idea what's in there. But you came to me and said, I have this new site. It's special because of this. And here's access so you can go in and look for yourself. And I went in and I went, yeah, this is special. This is cool. This is different. And so I did agree to promote it. And it's been a nice little chunk of change coming in. And I hope I'm one of your good affiliates.
I think you're like my number one.
Woo! Yeah, and growing.
Oh, yes.
But it's been a very profitable joint venture because Ronnie came to me and was very open about it and was willing to work with me to make it a win-win situation. And for those that don't know what PLR is, why don't you go ahead and explain it real quick, just in case we've got somebody on that's never heard of this and we keep throwing it out there and they're going, okay, what are they talking about? First of all, you can go to easyplr.com, and there are some articles linked there that you can go and read more about PLR.
Yeah.
And how it can benefit your website. And then also, Ronnie, go ahead and explain it from your point of view. How do you view PLR?
For sure. Well, PLR is private label rights. And so another way I describe it is actually royalty-free content. It means when you pay for a license, you actually get the right to use the content without any royalties in pretty much any way you please, you know, obviously within the licensing terms. I actually created a really cool video about this. If you take a look at plr.me/easyplr, there's a video that really explains it in probably one of the simplest ways out there, and I had my team design this really neat video that explains it in a way kind of relating it to Walmart. Walmart sells their own brand of pickles and their toothpaste and their diapers, but obviously Walmart doesn't make the products themselves. They just get another company to create the product, and then Walmart slaps their logo on the box. That's really what PLR is. It's just for content, for words and articles and those sorts of things.
Right, exactly. The way I explain it normally is that if you're in the self-improvement, you want some self-improvement articles for your blog, for your e-zine, maybe to put together a report for your customers, you need material, but you either may not be a very good writer, or you may not have time to come up with all the information, or you just might be not wanting to work so hard, so you look for shortcuts, and I'm all about the shortcuts. So what you do is you go to Ronnie's site, which is plr.me/easyplr, if you want the best price, you go to that link, and when you go there, you can actually buy what I call rough drafts. And they're not rough, they're good, but you can go in then and take that draft and use it as it is because it's good. But what I like to recommend is that you go in and add your own examples, your own perspectives, your own stories, and make it your own, and then use it. And you don't have to link to anybody. You get to claim it as, you know, content on your own site. It's yours then to do with and help you to promote yourself as an expert and provide more value to your visitors, to your blog, and to your maybe readers on your e-courses, your e-zines, or your customers. Use it to get clients. Use it to build relationships with your current clients. It's fantastic. It's a great shortcut for any online business owner, and that's why I love PLR, but you just have to be so careful where you shop. And so, you know, get on my list there at easyplr.com at the bottom, and I'll point you to the best stuff, including Ronnie's site. Okay, getting back to the online success thing, I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood what exactly Ronnie did before we moved on to to have him tell us about his success tips. Ronnie, did you have anything else you wanted to throw in there before we move on?
Well, just one quick thing. You know, people always think PLR is only useful on a blog, mm-hmm. but that's not true.
Right.
We actually came up with 101 different ways of using PLR, and I think probably the best thing to do is just link under this audio for that report.
That is a great idea. Let me take note of that link to the 101 ways to use PLR. Okay, and then I also have a couple other reports that'll help to give people some more advice about that. Excellent, excellent idea. I will do that.
Awesome.
All right, Ronnie, you told us about your business and how it started, but why did you choose this type of business?
You know, it was really a natural extension of what I was already doing because I already had a team of pros. I already had a full understanding of search engines. I already had an understanding of the self-improvement market. And instead of just targeting my own customers, I wanted to expand and help those coaches and trainers and, you know, other small businesses and bloggers, all those people, help more people. Because if we can reach a wider audience and help a lot of people, I really get a lot of fulfillment out of that. You know, it's kind of silly to say, but I'm really passionate about helping small businesses succeed online, but I'm also passionate about helping people get motivated and, you know, live a less stressed out life and just enjoy their families and their career and all of those things. And I just love what I do. So if this was a natural extension to help those who help others, and that's kind of the goal of PLR.me.
That's very cool. I can't imagine you ever being stressed out. You're so chilled, like, all the time we talk. You're just, like, happy and laughing, and you brighten my day. I can't imagine you being stressed. I mean, me, I get stressed. But you, I'm thinking, do you actually get stressed out?
Yes. I think everybody can say that they get stressed out. You know, people always would make fun of me because I'm also a stress coach, and, you know, that's what I was doing all those TV appearances on. And people would say, oh, you know, stress coaches, they don't feel stress. Well, you know, I always point out and I say, well, the very first stressful moment in my life and in your life and in everybody's life was when we were born. Because that was a lot of stress coming out into this foreign world, like breathing oxygen and all of this stuff. Like, it was a stressful time. And it continues to this day, definitely. But, you know, it's how you handle it. And it's the team that you surround yourself with and their support system and all of that. And it's so key.
Very cool. Yeah, it's cold. I've got air. Somebody smacking my back, cleaning out my mouth, and throwing me in a bathtub. This sucks. I can just see it. Oh, that's funny. I don't know if I'm picturing Stewie or what, but oh, classic. All right, so what are the top three things that you've done to grow your online business?
Awesome. Well, this is a great question, and I'm glad you asked this because I get to reveal some secrets.
Yes.
First of all, video syndication. And, you know, this was huge, absolutely huge. It really helped me launch the PLR.me business because I went from absolutely nowhere, literally with a brand new site, in fact, a brand new domain extension. The .me domain extension just came out a month before I launched the site. And, you know, nobody had ever heard of .me, and people were thinking it was some made-up thing. But it helped me, these videos that I was submitting to YouTube and Rever and all the different video sites, it really helped go from nowhere to everywhere for targeted keywords. You know, and it, obviously it helped that the videos were uniquely designed and it helped explain PLR in a new and understandable way and also just how the videos are submitted using Trafficizer. You know, that was a huge, huge, huge thing for my business. So that's number one. Number two is press releases. This is kind of one of those unsung heroes because if you do this right and you actually send the release to the right sources, it really, really can boost your business in so many ways. Firstly, forget about media exposure for a second. Just from a search engine perspective, you're going to be getting a slew of inbound links. And if you do your press release right, you're actually getting targeted, you know, anchor text inbound links. So that's awesome from that perspective. And then from my own experience, it really helped build credibility, and it actually helped me get the media exposure, and the media was coming to me because I was a legitimate, you know, business. I wasn't just some fly-by-night who threw up a website. I actually had a legitimate business, and I promoted it through press releases. So that was a huge help as well. The third thing, and, you know, this is something that you and I hold dear is finding awesome, awesome joint venture partners. Because, you know, Nicole, you are incredible at this. You're an amazing affiliate manager and affiliate marketer and joint venture specialist, and you're just totally awesome.
Oh.
And so it's true. It's so true. But people don't get that. You know, people think, well, it's especially in the online world, it's so easy to think of yourself and your business as a lonely, deserted island. But it's the wrong way to look at it because, you know, I look at it that way for far too long in my businesses going back years. But the moment I started meeting new people and partnering with others, including you, that's when the moment when the business grew and grew and grew, and it actually can grow uncontrollably at that point because you're leveraging other people and their knowledge and their experience and their customers and their websites and their traffic, and you're helping them and they're helping you, and it's just this, it's just, you have to do it. there's no bones about it. You have to get into joint ventures, leverage how other people can help you and leverage how you can help them, and it's just foolish to try to do everything on your own.
It is, and you know, that's still one of my hard things to do is once I know somebody, then I can do all the win-wins and I can come up with win-win scenario after win-win scenario. But to go out and meet people and reach out to them about joint ventures, I still have a hard time about that. And I really have to push myself to do it because I know that's where the big money is.
Yeah.
And so I have to actively have that on my to-do list is to reach out to 5 people a day in some way, shape, or form about a promotional opportunity that is a good opportunity for them. And if I don't do that, my business kind of, you know, it still grows, but it doesn't grow at the same rate. And so if I want to reach my goal of doubling my income every year, then I have to continue to go out and and find people to help me make that happen because I would be working my butt off to try to do it myself. So
You can't do it yourself.
All
right.
And if I have to actually have it on a piece of paper in front of me with a number of 5 people every day, and if I don't, then I don't do it because it can be hard to do because you're asking for something from someone. Even if you're giving, you're still asking. So with me, that's something that I have to actually consciously make sure that I'm doing because otherwise it does slip to the end of my to-do list, even though it is the most profitable task I can do during the day. So I don't want people to think that these things are easy. You know, it's not easy, but it is something that you have to do because it is where the money is in building those connections and those relationships and going out and making friends, but not just making friends because I have online friends, but many of them I have never asked for anything in return. And I know that I need to because it's important because,
yeah.
You know, as much as they love me and they appreciate me and they enjoy my company, enjoy brainstorming with me and all that stuff, I still have to ask because otherwise they'll never know what I need. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like it was,
and, you know, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, you know, you mentioned it's not easy. But if it were easy, then everybody would do it and everybody would be a success. And the reality is the true successes are made from people who are willing to do things that are difficult and that are outside mm-hmm. of the comfort zone. And, you know, that's how you're actually going to grow your business. The harsh reality is if you're trying to do what everybody else is doing, you're not going to do it any better than anybody else, so why would your business matter? You know, you have to do something out of the ordinary.
And it was actually funny because I realized that I had never asked for anything from you. And until, like, last week, I think, I had sent Ronnie all of my brandable reports already branded to him, and Ronnie's response was, "Oh, where did these come from?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm kind of slacking. All of these fantastic branded reports that had I put his affiliate link in them, I gave them to him, and I'm like, well, I didn't really want to ask, but I knew I needed to, so I said to him,
and I'm happy you did because this is amazing stuff. Like, I have to share it with everybody. I was actually just working on posting it like just today, and I'm thinking, Wow, this is really good.
It is, isn't it? And that's Jimmy D. Brown stuff that he gives away, I swear, it's better than a lot of paid courses out there. And that's why he became my mentor so quickly, because I started to read his free stuff, and I'm like, well, it blew my mind. Like, yowza, yowza. Oh, all right, dear. So what are three tools or learning resources that you couldn't live without in business? And let's start with some paid ones and then some free ones. And I know you said you might have more than three, so you just start telling me, because I am all about the tools that can make my business easier, and I love teaching about shortcuts. So, and you are the tool master. So.
And I love shortcuts, and I love automation. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. It's probably going to be some things that you may not have heard of. It's also going to be some Mac-only things, but I'm still going to share it anyway for those people who are on Macs or who are going to be considering Macs because of this. In terms of, I love Macs. So, I mean, I've been using Macs for, I don't know, 6-7 years now, and I still remember when I first got myself onto a Mac, I was writing some report, and every time I went to save it, it would crash, so I'd have to start again and again. I think after like 5 or 6 times, I just picked up the phone and called Apple and said, can I order an iBook right now? And I did. And I was just so fed up. And that was honestly the best decision I ever made. So when it comes to paid tools, first of all, Apple iWork. I honestly probably use this every day. It's Mac only, and it's my secret weapon. It's kind of like Microsoft Office, but far cooler and just so awesome to use, because you can create some really incredible documents and presentations in no time. The professional nature of it and the various file formats that you can save it in and just how you can reuse it is unbelievable. And it's actually really inexpensive, you know, compared to Office, which is, you know, I don't know, $300-$500. Apple iWork is only about $80.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, Apple always makes things so much cheaper, and people always think it's more expensive, but it's actually really inexpensive. So I love it. So Apple iWork is my number one. Number two, because I do monthly mastermind coaching calls and one-on-one coaching calls with my PLR club and all my clients, I use Instant Teleseminar. And I just love it because you can reach a wide variety of people, and it's really, really easy. You know, it has automatic recordings, so if you in case you forget, and a couple of times I have forgotten, it was a great backup. You know, I was able to capture the recording. It also has a webcast feature, so, you know, you can have something like 2,000 people listening in on the web in addition to a phone, or I think, you know, 100 or 200 people listening in on the phone. And it's great for me because a lot of my members are from around the globe, and they don't want to pay long-distance charges, so they can listen in on the web. They can submit questions in real time on the website. The call quality is great. So if you're doing teleseminars or coaching sessions, it's a really, really great tool.
Cool. About how much is that?
I think it starts at $47 and it can go up to $97. They've kind of just changed it in the last couple of weeks.
So it's
introducing new plans and stuff like that.
So it's like a monthly access fee then. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but it's not like, you know, depending on the plan, you can have like unlimited conferences and at any time of the day, and you don't need to reserve and, mm-hmm. You know, it's so cool that you can have a webcast instantly, you know, and whether you have 10 people listening or 1,000 people listening, you know, right. You'll have the capabilities for it. It's pretty cool.
Very neat. What else?
Service uptime. You know, I think I mentioned this to you a couple of days ago.
Yes.
It's one of those services that you hope to never hear from. Because when you do, it means that something's wrong. So, you know, when it comes to your online business, you really need to make sure your site is up and running 100% of the time, or at least as close as possible to it. And you'd be surprised. I don't know what host you're using. I know what you're using, Nicole, and I'm assuming, you know, well, I'm not assuming. I know you're using some good hosts, but a lot of people out there think that they're with a really good host, and they don't realize how often their site is actually down. I didn't realize this until I started using this tool, and what it does is check your site every 5 minutes or 1 minute or 10 minutes, whatever a number of time you set. And then they're actually checking it from multiple locations in the world. So it's not just, you know, a certain country or a certain internet connection that's having a problem. It'll actually check multiple connections to make sure that, you know, your site is working around the world. And you can have it set so it just to see, just you know, pings your site to see if it's up, or you can actually have it do a search on your site to find a specific link or a word on the page to make sure that it's working. But in the past, I didn't have this tool, and once I loaded it on, which it takes less than 5 minutes to do, and it actually has nothing to do with coding. You're literally just typing in your website into their service, and it'll automatically kick in from there. But anyway, I realized, you know, the hostess that I was using was claiming 99.9% uptime, but really it was more like, you know, 92 or 93%. And that doesn't seem like a big difference, but that's like several hours of downtime in a month.
Yeah.
And once I realized that, I just quit. I'm like out of that host into a new one, and now my uptime is, for some months, it's 100%. On the rare occasion, it's 99.998 or, you know, whatever. Like, it's just amazing uptime. So, you know, it can ping you via text message and all of those things just to make sure your site's up and running. So I really recommend that tool as well.
That's very cool.
And in terms of the price, it's actually one of those freemium kind of products because there's a free version, there's a paid version. I use the paid version because there's multiple sites that I check, and I want them to be checked pretty frequently, but the free version is probably fine for most people. And I think the paid version start at $5 a month or something like that.
Oh, big spender.
I know. Considering, you know, your livelihood is in your online website, it's probably a good investment.
Oh, totally. Very cool. What else? Tell me more.
Well, a couple of other paid ones. You know, I'm going to go over the three that you recommended. TrafficGeyser. I mentioned this already, but TrafficGeyser is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I just have my team submit videos through there, and it just skyrockets in the search engine. So I really recommend that. If you're going to do any video marketing, definitely recommend using TrafficGeyser. And I don't even know the price of that. It's probably like $67 or $97 a month or something like that. The other thing, and Nicole, when we were chatting earlier, you know, we brought this up. I think that was one of the first things we talked about, is my toll-free number that I use.
Yes.
And it's by a company called Phone People. And it is so cool. Do you want to talk about your experience when you called in?
It was cool. I called this number, and it was like, welcome to PLR.me. And then it had me enter the extension that you gave me, and then it asked for my name, and then you were there. You're like, hi, Nicole. And I'm thinking, man, that would cut down on my the number of junk calls I get in a day. That's very cool.
Yeah, and it's actually really inexpensive. I think plans start at $10 a month. You know, for a toll-free number, it's really cool. So you're getting a toll-free number, and then you have extensions. I think there's like 10 extensions you can have, and they can ring to different numbers. So, you know, you can have your customer service number go to your virtual assistant, and your sales number go to you, and so on. But also, you can change that at any time. If you're going out, you can change it to your cell phone number. You can set hours so people can only call during a certain time of day or a certain day only. And you can also, there's different plans and different add-ons you can have. I think mine is something like $20 a month. But I get emails with my voicemails. I don't have to go and call in to hear my voicemails. It actually will just send me a file, and I can listen to it in my emails. So it's a really neat thing. And also, you mentioned the, you know, announcing your name. That is so handy. You know, many times you find out, hey, it's just a telemarketer trying to sell you junk, and you just don't even bother answering the call because there's call announce. Before the person is connected, they, you know, it says, please announce yourself, and they say their name, and then what I hear is, you know, hey, you have a call from, and then it inserts the recording. It would say, hey, you have a call from Nicole, and then I can say, hey, it's Nicole, I want to talk to her, and I just press pound, and I'm immediately connected. So really awesome service if you're doing coaching, if you want to have a toll-free number. It really builds credibility to have a toll-free number, by the way, and as you know that as well, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Really inexpensive, so
absolutely.
That's another paid tool.
Oh, that is so cool. I'm so glad I'm having you on this call. You guys, do you just love him or what? He's so smart. You are just, I am so blessed to have you as a friend. So thank you so much for coming on this call. You have any more paid resources for me, or are you free?
Let me see. Well, you know, there's the common ones. I mean, there's A-Member, there's One Shopping Cart, and Viral PDF to Brand PDF. for affiliates and joint ventures and stuff like that. I think that's the main, those are the main ones, though.
Those are all for paid. Excellent. Excellent things to mention. Yes, great. All right, what about your freebies?
Free ones. I'm going to go onto the Mac again. This is really cool, and I think you're going to get jealous, but it's called Automator. And as you can tell, it's about automating stuff. And it's Mac only, like I said. It comes included with the operating system, and it's probably one of the most underused apps in the general public, because most people probably don't even know how to use it, but it is so awesome because it lets you automate repetitive tasks that would otherwise take forever to do. For example, I recently, just last week, converted 600 PNG files, so graphic files for those who are not aware, 600 PNG files into JPEGs. And that took less than 10 minutes. And of that 10 minutes, the computer handled pretty much all of that time, and I was sipping my ice water.
Oh, you turkey.
And I'm not kidding at all. Like, it's so cool. And I use it several times a month. For example, converting rich text files into text files, all automated. You know, you can do so many different things with it. In fact, I wish I knew more about it because there's just so many cool things you can do using this little piece of software. And you know what? I'm sure there are other ones for the PC. I'm just not familiar. If you look up automation software Automator for PC or something like that, you might find some recommendations. But for those on the Mac, you have an advantage, and you have Automator to help you automate some repetitive tasks. So that's really cool. The next one, Dropbox. Are you familiar with Dropbox?
A bit. I haven't used it yet, but it's a file hosting type thing, right? The cloud?
But it's even cooler.
Oh, do tell.
I actually wrote a blog post about this on my site, and I have to say it's truly a lifesaver. It's a time saver. It's so much fun to use because you don't even realize that you're using it. It works on PC and Mac, I think Linux as well. And what it does is sync files between your computers as well as on the Dropbox servers. So let's say you want to share a file or a folder with somebody, whether it be a colleague or your VA, you set up a shared folder. And anything that's in that folder will be up to date on both computers. So if I'm editing a file, I click save, it's automatically uploaded to Dropbox and then downloaded to my VA's computer, all automatically. So it ensures all the files are up to date. And if you're working on different computers, let's say your work computer, and then you come home, you don't have to email the file all the time. It's just automatically saved and uploaded to Dropbox. You can download it from Dropbox as well as on the other computer. But it's even cooler than that because it keeps track of it's so cool. I use it like hundreds of times a day. Pretty much everything is on there, at least all the important files. And you can undelete files, for example, because it keeps track of all the revision history. So let's say you're working on a Word document, you can go back in time and update or get the old version, or undelete something you deleted a year ago. Like, it's just so brilliant in that way.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, and in what's the best feature of it all is that it is completely integrated with Windows Explorer on the PC or Finder on the Mac. So that means, you know, the software is completely running in the background, and you just literally open up a file folder like you would any other file folder on your computer. Just the one that says Dropbox, anything that goes in there is automatically uploaded and automatically synchronized between computers and behind the scenes. So it's honestly, I can't recommend it enough. It's one of those services that's, again, in the freemium kind of category, mm-hmm. because the free version gives you 2 gigs of space, and for a lot of people, that's probably enough if you just want to, you know, synchronize your documents and main things. I use the paid version. I get about 50 gigs of space. It's totally worth it. I think they have 100 gigs of space in another plan. I really recommend it. So that's Dropbox.
How do you really feel about Dropbox?
Honestly, I want to keep these as a secret as much as I can, but I think it's good to share. It's so awesome.
That is cool. What else?
Jing. Have you heard of Jing?
Yes, but I don't understand it yet, so tell me.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you know Camtasia, so video, you know, video screencasts and, you know, tutorials and so on. Jing is made by the same people as Camtasia, but it's free. And one feature that I know you like that I don't like is that it's limited to 5 minutes of recording time, so it forces you to be clear and concise. You're not going to have a 40-minute video that's annoying and the person doesn't know what they're talking about half the time. So that's good. It's concise. I know you don't like videos as much, Nicole, but 5 minutes max recording time is a blessing and a curse. If you have something that's more than 5 minutes, then you have to record a separate video. But
I like the five-minute limit. You're absolutely right. If you can't
stand
5 minutes, then it should be in two separate videos, two different topics. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. But I use it in multiple ways, and really the main way that I use it is to train my staff. Sometimes when I'm lazy and I don't want to type out really detailed instructions, especially for technical things, I can just demo it via a video screencast. But also, if you want to demo, let's say, your members area or any screencast, really it's just creating videos of your screen with audio of you speaking. And I think what the new version of Jing allows you to use your webcam as well, so you can record both your face, your screen, and your audio. So it's kind of a neat tool. I think it's one of those unsung heroes because it creates really quick tutorials without having to fork out, you know, I don't know how much Camtasia is. It's, you know, whatever, $100, $200.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I really recommend it. It's free. There is a paid version of it, but honestly, I doubt that anybody would actually need the paid version. At least I don't. Just creates different formats and allows you to upload to YouTube and so on. But even the paid version, it's $15 for a year, so it's cheap.
Yeah, that's very cheap. Compared to Camtasia.
Oh, yeah. So I think other than the typical things like Google Analytics and Google Alerts, if anybody is not using Google Alerts, I'd definitely recommend using that to kind of find out when people are talking about you and what keywords people are talking about and so on. That's kind of another tool, but I think that kind of covers it.
Excellent. You know, I'm always fascinated how I get different answers to these questions. Like the tools, that's completely different than anything I've gotten so far. So that's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing such great resources. After this call, I'm going out and I'm going to be typing in all these things to find out what they are about.
Awesome.
Very cool. All right, well, the next question is, who has been a mentor to you online? And you can name more than one person if you've got a couple.
Sure. First of all, Perry Marshall. I've studied his stuff for years. I did his $3,000 coaching program. He's a student of Dan Kennedy. He's a really brilliant marketing guy. And actually, if you've never heard of him, you probably should get on his list because he produces a ton of value in his email autoresponders. You can learn probably just as much from his emails as his products because it's just full of amazing information. Just like you mentioned with Jimmy D. Brown, providing so much great content for free. Same idea with Perry, so I really recommend Perry Marshall's stuff. When it comes to teleseminars and learning how to do those and the training, I've studied Alex Mondosian. He's just awesome. You know, I learned a ton about how it's done, and everything from the tools, the type of phone, to the calling techniques. That was a huge, you know, eye-opening experience for me. When it comes to PLR and info products and outsourcing and affiliate management, I have to say a couple of people. Firstly, Alice Seba, because you know, she's a great person to follow. And secondly, surprise, surprise, you.
Hey.
You know, every conversation we have just ends up becoming this, like, top-selling product idea because, you know, you're just so brilliant and, you know, you so freely share your wisdom, and I just love chatting with you. So.
Oh, thank you.
You're awesome. So, yeah, those are my people there.
Okay, cool. All right, so what's one lesson that you've learned from or one mistake that you've learned from in your online business so far?
Well, there is way more than one lesson that I could share, but, you know, I'm going to just keep it at one for now. Otherwise, we'll go on forever because we all make mistakes, and you know what? It's a good thing to make mistakes. That means you're actually trying. It means you're putting one step ahead of the next, and that's a good thing. But the biggest realization lesson that I learned is that marketing is way, way more important than product creation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so obvious now, but, you know, in the past I would spend months on creating products and only a few hours, literally a few hours on marketing. And needless to say, the launches tanked, There's no buyers. There's no momentum. You know, it was an eye-opening experience. You know, even though the products absolutely rock, there are tons of awesome products already out there. And the reality is, how many crappy products are out there and they sell well because of the marketing? I mean, mm-hmm. think about that silly, and everybody uses this example, but that silly pet rock. I mean, give me a break. It's a rock.
mm-hmm.
You know, but it's the marketing, and the marketing is so important. In the past, I was expecting people to just beat a path to my door, and when they didn't come knocking, I was totally confused. I was upset, and then I realized, well, wait a second. I'm not focusing on the right thing. I need to spend 80% of my time on marketing and then 20% on everything else, and then just get a rock-solid team to help out with all that non-important, non-money-making tasks, because the focus is on the money-making tasks in your business. You have to be focused on the things that are going to bring in money. So
right.
Not easy to understand when you know you don't have a mentor and somebody to follow that can kind of guide you. But the other key thing is in all of that, and really it comes down to marketing, but another, just to get into the nitty-gritty, I really needed to develop my unique selling proposition, my USP. For anyone who's unfamiliar with the term USP, it's a marketing message that really simply and really succinctly explains how you are different, how your offer is different from everybody else. And it's something that's concrete. It's something that addresses your market's needs and their wants. And the reality is, and this is key, so you know, if you're writing notes, underline and bold and highlight this, because this is key. Your USP, and the best USP, will actually make your business clone resistant. It actually really will make your business clone resistant, because people can't copy your story. They can't copy your passion. They can't copy, and even if they try to, you know, posers don't win. So, you know, your story, your passion, and your back end, your sales funnel, and what makes you unique can't very easily be copied. And if the better your USP is, the harder it is for people to copy, because people are lazy and they don't want to put the work in and they don't want to stand out from the crowd. So, you know, I think that was definitely the biggest lesson. You know, obviously you need a solid product, and you know, obviously you want something that's going to identify with your market, but most of your time should be spent in figuring out what your market wants and convincing them, you know, what's right for them and how you are right for them, you know, how you solve their problems. I think when it boils down to it, it's the marketing, it's your unique selling proposition. You need to know your market before creating the product, not find the market that fits your product, because that's what I used to do, and that's the wrong way to go about it.
Right. I'm in the process right now of trying to figure out my USP. I swear, every year I have to go through this exercise, and I have to actually ask people what they see me as in order to really figure out what I am. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's interesting, because after all these years, I'm still trying to figure out who I am. And I think it's kind of like that, what do I want to be when I grow up? Well, I'm in my 30s now, so I should probably kind of figure that out. So it is, you know, just because somebody thinks they have their USP down, it still may need to be tweaked and adjusted over the years too. But that's a fantastic tip. And I think that with the marketing, marketing your website, marketing your business is the most important thing. That's so true. But what usually happens is people, the first step is the product creation. So that's where they end up focusing all of their energy, and they get stuck there. And so then when it's done, they go, oh, there, that's done. And then and they don't realize that, no, that's the beginning. You were in the prequel, but now the actual, you know, we're really getting started here. And
yeah.
That's one, that's definitely a hard thing, especially in partnerships. If one of the partners does not understand that and the other one does, so you go through the effort together to try to get the business launched, and then when it's launched, the one partner may go, okay, that's done, and disappear onto their next project, and not understand that, no, wait, here's where the real work begins. We have to actually market this thing. Come back. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and that's an inner struggle for a lot of people, too. That was my inner struggle years and years ago. And I just, it's it's so easy to get caught up in the product creation because it's fun. For a lot of people, that's fun. You know, whether it be writing or creating a software program or whatever you're doing, for a lot of people, that's fun.
Right.
And the whole marketing side of things is not fun because it's asking for money. And, you know, that's all, you know, slimy salesperson. That's a slimy salesperson job. Well, that's not true. That's not how marketing should be.
Right.
If before you even create your product, if you know your market and you know what they need, then all you're doing is providing something that they need, and all you need to do is let them know about that. That's really what marketing is.
Mm-hmm.
Finding that target audience and giving them what they were asking for to begin with.
Solve one of their problems, help them with something that they need help with. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they'll gladly pay for that, and especially if you can give them the results that they need. Totally,
yeah.
I agree. All right, so next question. Can you tell our listeners one time when you've fallen down and had to get back up? Because the important part of this question is that I don't want our listeners to think that people that get success got it because they're lucky. So I like to show that everybody that I have on the show has fallen down on their face, maybe not literally, but, you know, we've all had major setbacks and just felt like giving up at one point in time. So what's an example of a time when you've fallen down?
Oh, boy.
Just one.
Well, I can't even tell you how many times I've screwed up by sending, you know, the wrong email or, like, you know, accidentally deleting web pages off my site or, you know, locking myself out of my website and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's bad. But the biggest failure, honestly, was a mistake I didn't even know I was making. And it actually was devastating. And let me tell you the story through this. So about maybe 6 years or so ago, I had a bunch of affiliate sites selling music software. I've always been really passionate about music and playing and writing and listening to music. And, you know, I got my start online by doing business development for a music software company. I just love music, and I just loved creating music, and so it was a nice mix, you know, music and software. So from there, I started these affiliate sites selling that software and other, you know, music-related software. And I worked on these sites a lot. Like, I was learning a ton about search engine optimization. I was learning a ton about, you know, all the different marketing techniques and adding products and reviews, and I did everything myself, so I learned a ton, which is a good thing. I was doing everything myself, which, you know, it's not always necessarily a good thing, but, you know, I got a full understanding of how the whole business worked, and I was building a huge traffic stream. You know, I was probably getting 2,000 or 3,000 visitors a day to just one of my affiliate sites. And pretty much all of that traffic was coming from Google, and my sales were steady. You know, I'd wake up every morning with a big smile on my face. I was really grateful, counting my sales, and it was pretty steady and so on. Then, of course, this is when the, you know, the violin music comes on in the movies. I woke up, and there was just a trickle of sales. My traffic pretty much grinded to a halt, and my heart stopped. You know, my face turned every shade of purple and red and blue. I was just totally devastated. I went to my sites, you know, at this time I wasn't using an uptime monitor, so, you know, I just went to my sites. Are they running? Oh, yeah, okay, they're running, they're fine. I was clicking around, okay, do my buy links work? And you know, everything was working. And then I looked at my traffic stats, and then I dropped an egg, because like 2,000 or 3,000 visitors per day went down to a few hundred, and I remember saying to myself, oh, poop, you know, it can't be, like, what is going on? And so I started doing some searches in Google. That was the next, you know, step. And I knew I was ranked in the top 5 for a lot of keywords, but I wasn't there. And I kept clicking next and next and next until I found my site, but it wasn't there. Like, after a dozen clicks, I still couldn't find my sites in the results. And so I just was completely panicking at this point. You know, imagine, you know, your business, you're so reliant on Google, which is a big no-no. You're gone. Like, you're literally, your business is, it's as if no, you do not exist. Because if you don't exist with Google, you don't exist with most people. So all of that traffic, all of those sales went poof, gone overnight. And that's not a good feeling. Let me tell you, that was really a sad day. And, you know, after chatting with some experts and pleading with Google, I ended up finding out the problem. Months and months before all this happened, I got this really, quote-unquote, smart idea to interlink all of my sites in the footer. but not just on the homepage, but on every single page of every single site. So literally, you know, I was building my own little web of hundreds of inbound links to boost my rankings, and it did. You know, it actually boosted my rankings for a short while, and then unbeknownst to me, Google saw this as spam, and you know, they always are tweaking their search engine. They saw this as spam, and you know, the reality is who links to the same sites dozens or hundreds of times on every single page of the website? It's you know, you're only doing that unless you're trying to game Google. So I was banned. I was totally banned from Google. And wow, that was an eye-opening experience, because at that point I was at a crossroads. You know, it's like, what do I do? Do I continue? Do I try harder and find other traffic sources and try to get back in Google and, you know, diversify? Or do I quit? And, you know, I'm really happy that I stayed the course, that I still worked harder and harder to build other traffic sources and begged Google to get back in. And after a few months, I did get reinstated. And, you know, one of the cool things is that most of these sites are actually still running today. They're still making money. It's amazing because I'm not updating them. The last time I updated them was literally years ago. But my lessons that I want to share is, first of all, and this is obvious, do not rely on Google alone. It's just totally foolish. It's going to get you burned, whether intentionally or unintentionally. At some point, you're going to be burned. You have to have traffic from a variety of sources, whether it be social networks and other blogs, and affiliates, also offline sources where possible, like trade magazines and local ads and so on, because you'd be surprised at how cheap you can get offline ads now in this market. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Second thing is, do not ever play any search engine optimization tricks, either knowingly or unknowingly. You know, that means you need to educate yourself on what you should and should not be doing, because you may not get caught today, but you don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. Google can tweak their search engine, you know, on a daily basis for all you know, and kick you out of the search engine. And then the last thing, and this is probably the most important tip, is if you think you were dealt the knockout punch, you're not. And the truth is, it's just a test of your courage and your perseverance, because failure is dished out to everybody, and the truly successful people out there overcome all odds, and they're stronger for it. So keep your spirits high, keep at it, and keep going, because you will come out on top. If that's what you want to do, you will come out on top.
Oh, I love that quote. Failure is dished out to everyone.
Thanks.
That is classic, because it's so true. You know, the whole thing, failure is a guarantee. You will fail. If you're trying, then you have to fail, because you can't succeed at everything you do. So the only way you're not failing is if you're sitting, you know, on your hands not doing anything. So, failure means you're at least putting yourself out there. Well, thank you for sharing such a painful experience. I really appreciate that, your honesty. And this is a great interview so far. I'm so happy that you're here with me. I really, really am, Ronnie.
Oh, me too.
All right, dear. The next question is, was there a tipping point that got you to success? And if so, what was it?
You know, I mentioned this already. I did the Terry Marshall's training. It was about $3,000. It was a 12-week marketing course, and it was a coaching program. It honestly really solidified myself as an internet marketer, because I began to truly understand things like unique selling proposition and, you know, the idea of a bulletproof sales funnel and boosting conversion rates and all of these really important things that I was missing, because I was always focused on product creation.
Mm-hmm.
And that really tipped the scales. But what really did it is actually the people in that course, because, you know, I was surrounding myself with really solid, results-oriented people, the kind of people that pushed me further and refused to make excuses and also refused to accept excuses. That's a key thing, because it's so easy for somebody to say, oh, that's okay, try harder next time, or, oh, you know, you don't have to do it today, you can do it tomorrow, or, you know, like those kind of wishy-washy kind of mentors or you know, teammates, but that doesn't help you. You want somebody to say, no, just do it. It takes you 5 minutes, just do it, you know, no excuses. That was key. That was absolutely key for me, and I think it's key for everybody listening, because it's so easy to make excuses, but the reality is excuses waste time. They absolutely waste time. I know that from experience. So you just can't, don't even bother with excuses. You either do it or you don't. And you know, whether that be making a decision to buy a product or not buy a product, or enroll in a coaching program or a, you know, a college program or whatever, just do it or you don't. There's no, well, I'll do it next year, or, you know, I'll start my diet on Monday, or, you know, all those silly things people always say. It's always deferring it. And when that day comes, you just defer it again. So when I surrounded myself with all these people who were really results-oriented and focused, I ended up forming a little mastermind group with them. And to this day, you know, before I make any major decisions, I consult with them. I ask for their honest advice and their opinions. So, you know, in addition to doing whatever training it is that you want to do, like what I did with the Perry Marshall's coaching program, I just recommend surrounding yourself with some awesome results-oriented people. Form your own little mastermind group. Get a mentor, somebody that you can rely on, because, you know, I said this earlier, you cannot survive as a deserted island. You've got to share information. You've got to share lessons and knowledge, and you're going to be far, far better off for it.
Absolutely. Great, great, great. I love it. And I do find that paid networking, you know what I mean? When you network with other people that have paid to be there,
yep,
you reach such a higher caliber of business partners, and the masterminding continues to improve, as opposed, yep, to a free or low-cost networking opportunity, because those are the people that are investing in their business, are serious about their business, aren't playing around. They're yep, there to learn. They're there to improve. They just dropped real money, and they expect to get results. And so I do find that that's so true, so true.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, the next question is, what advice would you give to your own mother or sister or best friend to help them succeed online?
Well, you know, I think we talked a lot about this,
mm-hmm,
but the reality is that success online absolutely is possible. It is not a pipe dream. It's not some, you know, fantasy world that only exists for the gurus, because that's not true. It does mean, though, you need to be results-oriented. You need to be focused. You need to be willing to sacrifice a lot. You have to be willing to learn a lot. It means you need to say to your TV, hey, sorry, I'm busy. You know, you need to say to all those duds in your life, sorry, I only surround myself with positive influences. But fundamentally, you need to say to yourself, I can. I can do this. I am capable. Then do it. You need to quite literally do the most difficult things, because real businesses and real business people succeed because they're doing the things that others don't want to do, the things that are too hard or too annoying or too dirty, you know, too dirty of a task to do, and so they don't do it, and they don't grow, they don't learn, and you get nowhere.
I love that. Sorry, TV, not tonight.
But, you know, it's so sad. It's so sad. I hear it all the time. Oh, you know, I hear this especially with kids, right? Like, they plan their evenings, their days,
mm-hmm,
around TV. Oh, well, at 8 o'clock I'm busy. And then, oh, I have a span from 8:30 until 9, but then my next show is on at 9 and yada, yada. That's, why are you planning yourself around a box?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not even, I don't know, are they boxes now? I guess they're like little frames built in nowadays, but, you know, like, it's just so backwards. And when it comes to business, that I found with myself, the moment I started spending more time on my computer working and less time watching TV was when my productivity soared, when my business started getting bigger and better. It doesn't mean you don't watch TV. It just means that the priority in your life is, you know, to do the things that nobody else wants to do and succeed while doing it. And then let all those lazy people watch TV.
Well, you're just blasting right by them.
Exactly. Oh, totally. You can't get anywhere if you're standing still and on a couch eating potato chips.
Mmm, potato chips.
How's the potato chips beside the computer?
Oh, I just haven't had breakfast yet, so I'm like, ooh, salty, greasy, yum. All right, last question for Mr. Ronnie Nijmeh. If you had to build your business from scratch with no list, no contacts, nothing. How would you rebuild tomorrow if you had less than $100 to do it?
This is an awesome question, and I thought about this for a while, and I tried to create it in a little step-by-step way. So, you know, this, I call it my little eight-step process, and I might be missing some things, but first of all, it starts with the marketing and understanding your market. So if you go to the Google AdWords keyword tool, if you do some searches on Google Trends, on Twitter real-time searches, so, you know, searching what people are talking about,
mm-hmm.
find that target market, get to know them, because without knowing your target audience intimately, how can you possibly solve their problems? How can you possibly give them what they're looking for? So first and foremost, understand completely who they are, who your market is, what they want, what their problems are, what their frustrations, you know, their joys and passions and so on. Understand all of that stuff. And then from there, step two, once you know your target audience, then go into brainstorming mode, because this is where you need to develop your unique selling proposition. And for a lot of people, they kind of just skip number one and two. They forget about, you know, understanding the market. They don't even know what a unique selling proposition is, and they just go directly to buying a domain name. And, you know, hey, let's go to GoDaddy and buy a domain name. Hey, I have a business now. Well, no, hold on a second. Develop your unique selling proposition.
No, that's that includes, what I did. I skipped step one and step two.
Oh, so did I. But hey, I know what I know now. I wouldn't do that again.
Not a chance.
you know, you have to develop that unique selling proposition. That includes your story, your passion, you know, what's unique about you, your life experiences, what you're offering. You know, if, for example, if you're a teacher of 25 years, you know a thing or two about kids. You know a thing or two about being a teacher. So maybe you could be the teacher's teacher. Maybe you could, you know, write a book or offer a coaching program or offer tutoring or something for kids. That's where you start. You know something, your life experiences, your story, your passion. Develop your offer, your unique selling proposition. And if you're an affiliate, you can still have something unique about you. It could be a bonus. It could be a coaching program that you offer for people who purchase. It could just be whatever it is that they can't get elsewhere. They can only get through you. That's unique. That's unique to you, and that's what you have to be working on. So step two is to develop your unique selling proposition. Then, like I said already, step three, go to GoDaddy, $9, domain name. So far the total, I think, is $9.
All right. I like it.
It's not about the money anymore, because in the past, when you needed to develop websites and, you know, all of this stuff, it was expensive. And I'm going to get to that actually next. The next cost is the hosting. And Nicole, I know you have a solid hosting provider. They actually do WordPress installs for free.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do, at ReliableWebs.com.
There it is. So ReliableWebs.com. I think it's like $8 or $9 a month starting.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your next cost, the hosting. So you already know your market. You already know your unique selling proposition. You have a domain name. Now you have a host. And this is the part where it's nice and free. WordPress. They automatically do WordPress installations. You should be running WordPress. It's free. It's one of the best website content management systems out there. You can get free themes. So literally your cost to develop a website now is zero, besides the hosting, besides the domain name. I remember in the past paying $10,000 to develop websites, which was stupid in retrospect. But WordPress is at your disposal now. You should definitely be using WordPress. So the grand total is, like, you know, for your first month, like $18 or something like that, under $20. Step five, get content and start populating your site. I recommend using PLR because it's just the most cost-effective. It's best use of your time. You know, if you're in the self-improvement niche, go to plr.me/easyPLR. If you, I know, Nicole, you have tons of different niches on easyPLR.com. There you go. Now you have content. You don't have to write it yourself. You can focus on the marketing. You can focus on some of the other fun stuff. Step six, get links. This is where you need to get your site in the search engine, get noticed. You can get active on social networks and social bookmarking sites, Facebook, Twitter, and all those other places. Posting comments on blogs, writing guest blog posts on other people's blogs, and so on. This is where you're just building your links. Common sense. And that probably won't cost you anything. Step seven, monetization. And this actually could probably be a little bit higher on the list, but for now, I'll just talk about it in step seven. That monetization strategy has to be with your site. It could be turning PLR products into a product you sell. It could be selling affiliate products, integrating, you know, Google AdSense or CPA ads, maybe selling your own coaching services. Whatever it is, that strategy, that your monetization should be in line with your USP. That's how you're going to get your customers. That's the best way to go about it. And then finally, finding JV partners and affiliates. You know, I'm obviously simplifying things. It's not as easy as just going and typing, you know, oh, find JV partners into Google. No, you're going to have to do some research, and you're going to have to contact people and do the things that are uncomfortable. Ask for people to work with.
Right.
You know, if you can do these things, you can definitely be a success. It is bare bones. I'm not going into super detail here, but, you know, the first thing you need to know is your customers and know yourself. And from there, you can really go anywhere.
Oh, I love it. And I assume that list building would be in your monetization step, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I knew you wouldn't skip that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, about that.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, a service like Aweber, One Shopping Cart, and those other, you know, different services out there really help, because you can segment your list in so many different ways. And that's getting more technical, but if you're just starting out, building a list is probably one of the best things you can do. You can contact them. If you're not sure what products to develop, ask them.
Mm-hmm.
If you you know, have a product or an affiliate, email it to them. You know, you now have a customer base that you didn't have before. So list building is absolutely key.
Absolutely. Oh, Ronnie, I have had such a good time talking to you. I really, really have.
You are awesome. It's so much fun always chatting with you. I'm actually losing my voice. I'm like so like energetic here.
All right, guys. I want you to go and check out plr.me/easyPLR, because that's where you can get a low-cost trial to check it out, and you get so much stuff at plr.me. I'm like that. There's wallpapers and affirmations and PDFs, and Ronnie's stuff is so pretty. You know, he doesn't talk about it too much on the sales page, but it's just pretty. All the fun stuff you have available, it's just neat. It's, you know, we talk about just being a little bit better than what's out there, but you've done a lot more than what other people are doing and really put together a unique service. And like you said, people are sticking around for a long time. People have joined the first month and they're still there because they love the quality, and it's so easy to grab the content and use it on your websites and really blow people away. Whether you're a coach, whether you're an author, whether you've got a mom blog and you want to have some stress relief tips or some good weight loss information, or just having a positive area on your blog where you're sharing self-improvement information, if you're a life coach, if you're a business coach, I mean, they're anything. If you reach people and those people want to be better people, then you can get great content from plr.me/easyPLR. And Ronnie has fantastic. He does a great job over there. So, Ronnie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole. This is so much fun. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I know. Me too. And you know what I'm going to say, Ronnie Nijme, you are a rock star.
Woo-hoo! Nicole, you are a rock star.
Thank you. All right, guys. Again, this is Nicole Dean with the Online Business Success Cast here at NicoleOnTheNet.com. I thank you for listening. And listener, you are a rock star too. Come back soon. Bye.